The U.S. ag industry continues to look at its very own challenges. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. The U.S. ag industry continues to look at very many challenges, challenges that did not start overnight. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke at last week's USDA's Ag Outlook Forum.
Clear, this has been compounding for decades. Obviously, in the last administration, there was a lot done to accelerate, we believe, that decline, hollowing out our heartland from our farms to our factories. But as we have continued to battle and bring down input prices and open new markets and move out support in faster ways than ever before, we are seeing progress.
The secretary went on and talked about the input costs as they have been increasing year over year.
I hear from a lot of our elected officials on the Hill. I hear from a lot of the farmers and ranchers that I have met over the last year and who have my cell phone number and have certainly been very willing to send me their thoughts, which has been extremely helpful. But as many of you know or have heard over the years of 2020 to 2024, fuel and oil for our farmers and ranchers increased 33%, seed costs increased 19%, fertilizer prices went up 48%, labor increased 44%, and interest expenses went up by a whopping 71%.
She pointed out those costs play a major role within the ag industry.
These numbers are unsustainable. It is no question, I think, after you hear these numbers, why our community, our agriculturists, our producers have really struggled and we're facing the challenges that we're facing.
With your WNAG's Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.